Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I've been observing a noticeable influx of energetic orbs. These orbs are arriving, I think, in order to support us. Many of us are feeling the weight of the world's increasing struggles, and it's important to remember that you are not alone in your journey. These energetic orbs are arriving to help you. They're elevating the energy around you so you can navigate your mission on Earth. Now, some of us may have signed up for this mission, not realizing just how much we would be asked to do. Perhaps we should have read the fine print more carefully, don't you think? But here we are, and we can take comfort in knowing that these pure energy orbs are flooding into our planet's energetic spaces, offering their assistance. An energy orb is a vessel for energy. It carries vibrations like small notes from pure consciousness to us. I believe these orbs hold a form of consciousness inside of them, or a message from consciousness, and it arrives with a clear and intentional purpose. And they don't appear randomly. Their presence feels very deliberate and meaningful from what I've observed. It's interesting to watch them. It's as if the consciousness inside of them already knows what their purpose is. Or they come and they observe, they weigh up a situation, and then they determine how or where their divine presence would be most helpful. Once they reach their destination, they adapt to meet the specific needs of the environment or the individual they encounter. These orbs are not random flashes of light or fleeting presences. They're intelligent, they're purpose-driven entities that are here to support us. As I have observed them over time, it's become clear to me that these energetic orbs perform 4 key roles. In the main, they're either here for our protection in some way, they're here to deflect other energy away from us, they're here to invocate some level of connection, or to provide some form of infusion. And each orb seems to choose one role to focus on at a time, and many of them can and do work together in harmony to amplify their united impact. My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. And today we are deep diving into how you can call in energetic orbs to help you negotiate and navigate the fluctuating energies that are around us at this time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The vibrational frequency of our planet is most definitely changing. And as we know, when any vibration quickens and the frequency of it ascends, it's likely that any low vibrational dissonances that are lurking in the shadows will be compelled to rise up to be processed and released. It's like letting go of the vibrational lead boots you're wearing so that you can more easily float upwards. The planet, from what I've observed, is purging her land masses. She's releasing shadows relating to the corruption of innocence. And this corruption can have taken place at any time or in any location or any place in her history. Now, I'm not going to delve into this more now, but if you'd like to be kept up to date with these kinds of energy trends, the ones that are around at any given moment, and also how to navigate them as well, just head over to my Patreon account, search for The Master Energist, and sign up for regular updates, and I'll send them to you. So Gaia is changing her vibration. It's happening so quickly that it's almost too fast to allow each and every one of us to process at all. We live on the planet. We've adapted our energy to be in alignment with hers. And so when she starts to change her vibration, our vibration has to go along with it. There's nothing we can do about it. And so it creates shadows for us. Our shadows rise. So we're dealing with our own shadows, our own lead boots, and we're also dealing with hers. So she's releasing shadows relating to corruption of innocence. And it's very, very unsettling. These energy orbs that I've seen that are flooding into our energetic spaces, they're not random flashes of light. They're not fleeting presences. They are the intelligent, purposeful, wonderfully, divinely driven entities that have come to support us. It's clear to me that these energy orbs, they're trying to perform one of four main roles, and I'll go through them in a moment. They're here for protection or deflection, invocation, or to provide energetic infusions. And each orb seems to choose one role or be given one particular role to focus on at a time. And many of them can and do work together in harmony in order to amplify their impact. And the reason I stress this is because the energy fields I'm looking in at the moment, they are entirely surrounded by these orbs. It's like they're completely covered from head to foot with these orbs. And they've also got these orbs orbiting in their more extended energy field around them. And I'm sure this is happening to you as well. Let's have a look at each of the different roles of these orbs, though, more closely, because understanding them will help you not only recognize how the orbs are working in your life, but also it may be that it can focus you on saying, well, actually, I need to call more of a specific kind of orb in order to support me, you know, to support you. So some orbs take on a very protective role. These orbs are guardians, they're sentries, they're warriors. They offer energetic shielding against all kinds of low vibrational energies, entities, negative forces, unsettling events. These protective energies manifest, I think, in two ways. They're either going to shield you from some sort of destabilizing external energy that's threatening our balance from outside, or at least it feels like that, or they help to deal with internal energies that have been triggered in some ways and are emerging and unsettling us from within ourselves. These protective orbs, they create a kind of a barrier, an energetic shield that surrounds that issue, and it keeps harmful influences at bay. And this can be really helpful during times of emotional vulnerability, physical exhaustion, spiritual or any other kind of stress. Whenever you feel under attack, whether it's from an external force or within yourself, it's these protective orbs, these beautiful divine orbs that are here to hold space for you, ensuring that you can more ably navigate whatever the challenge is with much greater direction and resilience. Other orbs focus on deflecting energy. These orbs don't just shield us like the protective ones do. They actually redirect harmful or unwanted or low vibrational energies and influences right away from us. They deflect it out of the energy field, and they make sure that we can stay on our true pathway without any unnecessary distractions. This role is so important at the moment in a world where we are constantly bombarded by energies that distract us and pull us away from our purpose. In many ways, it's these deflection orbs that help us to recognize that we need to simplify things right down. You know, if we're at complete capacity, we're not going to be able to respond. And that could be respond to a wonderful opportunity, or it could be responding to something that we want to change. So it's these orbs that deflect. Think of them in some ways as energetic filters as well. They help us to sift and sort through the noise of everyday life so that we can really focus on what truly matters and simplify things down. So they're deflecting the energies that aren't going to serve us, the ones that prevent us from maintaining our clarity and our direction. This deflective role really helps ensure that we aren't derailed by negativity, by confusion, by overwhelm. I called one of these orbs in the other day because when I was going onto YouTube, all that I seemed to be seeing were such negative, overwhelming messaging that was coming through. I'm sure it was the algorithm decided to feed something to me. And because of that, I actually cleared the history entirely. I didn't want it to start filling up my space with this unnecessary negativity, concern, and worry. It was a deflection orb, I think, that inspired me to seek out a way of changing the algorithm. I'd never done it before. It was the deflection orb that told me that I was allowing external influences to choose what came into my energy field. And it was the deflection orb that said, clear the history. And when I did that, the feeling of relief that I actually got, perhaps that's something that you might consider doing. Take a look at what the algorithm feeds you, what it thinks is what you're looking for. And if you look at it with a fresh, discerning pair of eyes, what does the algorithm tell you about what's being fed to you in your energetic space? Really interesting, isn't it? Let's deflect that energy. The orbs also play a role in invocation. They assist us in connecting with our deepest, truest needs, encouraging us to feel worthy of asking for what we feel we need, and also being open and worthy to completely receiving what we've asked for. These orbs support us in manifesting the energies we desire, whether through prayer or through meditation or simply setting intentions. These invocation orbs, they're in our spins, they're in our manifestation field. And when we call out for help, whether consciously or unconsciously, these orbs respond. They bring in the energies that answer our calls, that answer those prayers that we have, those desires and those wishes. And they help us. They align us with higher vibrations consistently so that we can move forward, rather than getting stuck in the shadowy lower ones. Invocation orbs remind us that we are deserving of support and that they welcome us directing them, you know, helping them to know what kind of energies we're trying to draw to us that will serve us best, serve our growth, enable our healing. And then there are the infusion orbs. These are fascinating. Not that the others aren't, but these orbs bring high vibrational energies into our lives. They offer exactly, precisely what we need in the moment. And these infusions, they take on many forms. Messages for guidance, you know, those aha moments of inspiration that suddenly arrive from nowhere. These spontaneous awarenesses, these inner knowings. They infuse our energy field as well, repeatedly, it seems, with mantras. I've heard them reciting things like the Hawaiian Reconciliation and Forgiveness mantra, the Ho'oponopono. It's like this little orb sits there just reciting, infusing the Ho'oponopono into an energy field on repeat. It never stops. And chanting, I've heard sounds like Om, or as some of the other incredible mantras, affirmations, sacred sounds, prayers, infusing fields with uplifting affirmation. It's like it's on constant play all the time. And they've been aligning us with all sorts of light vibrations as well, colours as well. I've seen them coming in and infusing colours into energy fields. They're even leaving sacred signs and symbols, manifesting these sacred signs and symbols through our manifestation field and through the nadis. You know, the white feathers that are in your pathway can come from the presence of one of these orbs. That perfect oracle card that you select can be down to one of these orbs. That message that arrives in any other way, it could be something on a billboard, it might be an advert that suddenly pops up somewhere, it could be a message on a post in Facebook, I don't know. It could be that you overhear a conversation and you think that sentence that they've just said that was actually the answer that I've been looking for. So infusion orbs are fascinating. They are the infusions are empowering, they're rejuvenating, they're healing. They help to clear away all that stagnant energy and they replace it with energy in motion, promoting well-being on all levels on this constant drip, 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 micro doses of the same thing into an energy field. And when you feel stuck or overwhelmed or drained, it's these infusion orbs that are going to bring in light and bring in energy that you might need in order to refocus you, give you the know-how of what to do, restore balance and vitality, and let you know without a shadow of a doubt that you have some level of energy, some consciousness that's actively working alongside of you on a perpetual basis. These energy orbs, all kinds, even if it isn't one of the ones that I've mentioned here, these divine energy orbs, they're here to help us at the moment. And they can arrive spontaneously, and I've seen thousands of them flooding in at the moment. They're actively seeking us out. And if you're not having yours yet, or you're not aware of them, then I'll tell you what, you can really count on them arriving in your energy field sometime soon. The quantity that are coming through is quite astonishing from my observation. You can call them in sooner if you don't feel you have enough of them or you haven't got enough of them arriving fast enough yet. Call them in. You can do it yourself or you can ask a really confident energy worker to do it for you. These orbs are arriving where they are needed most and you will have multiple orbs that are ready and waiting for you to call them in if they haven't arrived already. So whether you're aware of them or not, these orbs are going to be there and then actively work for the benefit of your energy field. And they're supporting you and they're navigating you through the complexities of the energies in the planet at the moment. So let's consciously welcome them in. Welcome them into our energetic spaces wholeheartedly. I know I have been, and I would recommend that you do too. And thank them for arriving. Thank them for coming. Ask them to stay with you and to empower you in every way. So how do you know if they're aware? Well, you might notice sudden, brief, unexplained miniature flashes of light in your peripheral vision, like little twinkles of different colours in the corner of your eyes. And that clearly is a sign that an orb is nearby. And it may be that you don't see anything. It might be that suddenly you get this comforting sensation that washes over you. It's like a really subtle contentment type of energy that you become aware of, perhaps in a room that you've entered, or maybe you'll be lying down in bed at night and then you suddenly become really aware that this contentment, this happy vibration is washing over you. That's certainly one of those orbs. Others have told me it feels like a sudden change in temperature. It might be there's a cold spot that seems to be moving in the room you're in, or it might be a hot one. There isn't any particular temperature associated with them, or at least that's what I've observed. And I love it when this happens to me, as it means an orb is working in my energy space. It's already actively doing what it needs to do. It's clearing, it's protecting the energy that's moving in through and around me. I mentioned that there was an influx of orbs to one of my clients. And after the session, she actually, I think it was a day or so afterwards, she actually sent me a photograph that she'd taken using her night vision camera. It was a photograph in her kitchen. And she told me that during the session that her dog had started to bark in the kitchen at night and she hadn't seen anything. And then after speaking to me and we were chatting about orbs, because I was updating her as to some of the energy trends that are around at the moment, she actually set up a night vision camera in the kitchen to see what, if anything, her dog was barking at. And the last thing she expected was to see her dog barking at an orb. She sent over a photograph and it was clearly visible on the digital photograph that the camera had captured. A small ball of light that wasn't visible to the naked eye but appeared on the photograph. Her dog had picked it up and she'd been able to send me a photograph that had been taken of an orb, and it was so incredibly clear. Become more attuned to the presence of orbs in your life at the moment. They're all around you, whether you notice them or not. And if you can, acknowledge their presence and strengthen your connection with them.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Because the vibration of our planet is changing, there is a massive influx of energetic orbs that are arriving. And the planet, from what I've observed, is purging her land masses. She's releasing her low shadows that are relating to corruption of innocence. And this corruption can have taken place at any time or space, as far as I can see in her history. It's not necessarily a recent thing. Gaia is changing her vibration, and it's happening so fast that it's almost too fast to allow us all to keep up with her. And quite frankly, it's bringing out the absolute worst in some people. It's very unsettling. And so these energy orbs that are flooding into our energetic space, they're certainly not the random flashes of light or fleeting presences. They are so much more. They're intelligent, they're purpose-driven entities, and they're here to support us at this time of enormous change. They're complicated, comprehensive, conscious beings. And so we may see them as temperature changes. We may see them as flashes of light. We might see them as feathers in our pathway. But they are so much more than that. I've observed these orbs over time, and it's become clearer to me that these energy orbs seem to be performing four main roles for us. They're here for protection, for deflection, for invocation, or to provide some level of energetic infusion. And each orb can choose one role to focus on at a time. And many of them do work together in harmony to amplify their overall impact. I think one of the most important aspects of working with energetic orbs comes down to the power of your intention. You don't need any special abilities energetically to call them in, only a respect for them and a willingness to allow them into your energy field. Higher vibrational orbs, they respond to your higher vibrational intentions. So provided you can be clear and focused on what you want to manifest energetically, and it may be for your benefit or it might be for the higher benefit of you and those that need high vibrational assistance at this time, as long as you have an intention for highest benefit for consciousness, then you can call in as many divine orbs as you can possibly think of, and they will come immediately to assist you. There's no limit, so ask for as many as you feel would be comforting to you. Call them in for protection, for deflection. Call them in for invocation and infusions. Call in one, call in a mixture, call in all of them. Call in any and as many as would surround you and those you love completely. The orbs will come and they will immediately locate themselves wherever they can serve the highest good the most. And as you work with orbs, really trust your intuition and allow yourself to be open to the messages and to the energies they bring. And the more you do this practice, the more in tune you'll become to their presence, and the stronger your connection with them will become. And then you will really start to feel them when they're around. I really love working with orbs. Have you thought of working with them? Do you work with them already? If you want to actively invite orbs into your life, there are several very simple practices that you can begin with. These methods can help you connect with the protective, deflective, invocative, if that's a word, and the infusion energies that you're going to need. So one of the simplest and most effective ways to connect with energetic orbs is probably through meditation and visualization. Begin with calming your mind right down, setting an intention for what you need, and then visualize a bright protective orb forming right the way around you or your space. Imagine yourself sitting in that sphere of light, and that light creates something that embodies whatever it is that you're seeking. Invite the orbs to then come closer and assist you. So you may have one orb that's around you and then see other ones arrive, and the orbs arrive and they sit on the outer edges of that first beautifully boundaried protective orb that you've created. So wonderful. And they always come. You'll be sitting in your visualization and it will be like sitting in amongst a flurry of colourful bubbles. It's wonderful. Another way, if you're not particularly good at meditating or visualizing, another way to attract them is using orb-shaped objects or arrangements. That's going to invite them in as well too. So I've got many, many crystal balls. Can you ever have too many crystal balls? You can arrange crystal balls around the spaces where you sit. You can arrange objects in circles. You can wear orb-shaped jewellery. There's some really exquisite little ball chime pendants. They're like little orb magnets in my experience. You can use prayer beads. They're going to enhance your connection with orbs. Think spherical, circular, round, perhaps images. Maybe you can surround yourself with circular shaped objects. It's whatever you feel it would be. But set an intention whenever you put the orb-shaped object on, or you create it, or in a visualization, or you decide to arrange objects in a circle. Just set an intention that that is in order to call in the orbs. And as you set that intention, make sure that you say, please come to assist me, and say, whatever the shape of that assistance would be for you. You can also call upon the spirit world or angelic realms or nature spirits or animal totems to send orbs to assist you. They will certainly be able to help. And you can also work through prayer or rituals or just simply speaking or thinking your intentions clearly. So whether you're invoking angels or spirit guides or other benevolent beings, however you do it, just ask them to send orbs of light to watch over you, to watch over your loved ones, to watch over your spaces, to assist you in your purpose, to keep you from harm's way, to give you the guidance and the wisdom that you need. You can trust them to come every single time. If you're confident with your energy work, you can be a conduit for energy using the sacred symbols or chanting to direct energy in the form of an orb. And you can do it for yourself or you can create it for someone else, as long as it's brought in with the highest good. Visualize an orb. Visualize it growing in front of you, stronger with every breath that you take, each movement that you make, until it becomes a really solid presence in your space. And then you can either hold that in your heart, or you can offer it to somebody or something that you care deeply about. Maybe you haven't done this before, but you'd like to try. I love the idea as well. Instead of using my breath, I might use a sound note to create a bubble of energy in front of me. I might try that, actually. That would be something worth doing, don't you think? So there are so many different ways that you can call in orbs. Even if they haven't arrived already, you can call them in. These orbs can and do appear anywhere. So whether it's in sacred historical sites or natural settings or even in our own homes, it can be within our energy field. You can feel them in your heart. You could feel them in your gut. As we take on the challenges of every moment at the moment, it's essential to remember that you're not alone. The influx of energetic orbs tells me, as a sign, that we are already being supported in our mission on Earth. And by opening yourself up to working with these divine orbs, you can navigate your pathway with much greater strength, clarity, purpose, and contentment. They've come to support you, to guide you, to protect you, to lead you, to support and empower you. They're playing a valuable part in your spiritual journey at the moment. And they're here in order to assist you in the mission that you so magically signed up for. Invite them in. They're here to help you during these challenging times. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.